Engineer and artist Jack Dahlhausen creates wood and metal sculptures that hang on the wall just like other artwork. But get close to the colored wires, motion sensors, and bits of computers that are right on the surface, and strange things can happen. When no one's around, Dahlhausen's work conserves energy and rests.
I hated the idea of it using power and sitting there and drawing power to do whatever it does with nobody there.
So the sculptures only come alive when people are near.
You are too close. You are too close.
I don't think they exist without somebody looking at them.
Dahlhausen says his goal is to mix biology with technology, so most every sculpture has a unique interaction with each viewer.
My fascination is with electricity. I wanted to make things move, and I wanted to make them move in an interesting way. And I found ways to do that so that a machine can run for years without necessarily repeating itself.
Take Grace, for example, a round metal sculpture with a pair of hexagonal horns.
It looks kind of silly, like some kind of strange critter running with its arms outstretched in a funny way. A cloud is what it is, a little puff of electronic circuitry. And one thing Grace does is it chimes the hour. But it makes a new one up for each hour. I can't remember ever hearing the same one twice, of course. And sometimes the chime will be very much like a kid with a stick and a tin can. Other times it'll be real melodic. There's no attempt to make music here. It's really the machine doing what it can do.
But viewers can also play Grace by walking into the sculpture's personal space.
Here's all these people dancing around in front of them, you know, they're completing all these little theoretical ideas I have about the way people might interact with them.
Grace craves company, but a piece called Minor Nation Frog Pond is a bit coy. Murky green glass shaped like a pond has a shore of wire and small lab speakers. It's programmed with tiny green lights and the sounds of insects and frogs.
But if you approach the piece, they all shut down. If you stand real still, they'll start up again, one at a time. Direct reference to a summer night.
He's playing with this thing that happens when we go up to a piece of art, in that we go up to this piece of art, and it responds to us as much as we then respond to it.
Francis DeVono writes for Art Week magazine and says Dahlhausen's sculptural machines are really folk electronics.
It's this wonderful high-tech, low-tech thing, and the circuitry is always out front.
Jack Dahlhausen has been making these interactive sculptures for more than 30 years. Advances in technology now make it easy, he says, for anyone to add a chip to an object and call it interactive computer art.
You know, there's thousands of little dogs that light up in the back window of the car when you put on the brakes, that kind of thing. It terrifies me that somebody would mistake my work for that.
You are too close.
I'm Harriet Baskis for Studio 360.
A retrospective of Jack Dahlhausen's work opens on August 27th at the Holter Museum of Art in Helena, Montana.